You are listening to 漫画先生。
Have you ever slept outside of a train station after you totally didn't book a hotel room when you thought you did? Yeah, I have. Why do we bring up this story? Is because we are learning today how to express have you ever or have I ever or I have done something before. Now I'm not talking about just past tense, but I'm talking about having done a thing before. Okay, and we need to do this because we have already gone over all of the parts to do so, and now we can start plugging them in together. That's one of the fantastic things I've tried to make with this show, is once you have all the pieces, simply adding it together. Now, what are the three pieces? The first piece is koto, the intangible idea or thing of something. Ga here is the next part, which is the subject marker, and aru, which is the whole existence of something. It, like iru, is for something that exists, that is sentient. Aru is non-sentient thing. Now, if I want to ask someone, have you ever been to Japan? Do you have experience doing something? Was there a time when? Have you ever been to Japan? I would say Nihon ni, so to Japan. Iku becomes itta, because this will all be past tense, right? Itta. Koto ga arimasu ka? More fluidly together. Nihon ni itta koto ga arimasu ka? Nihon, Japan, ni, directional marker. Iku, to go. Itta, past tense. So that's the thing that we're talking about. Everything before koto is modifying koto. So this would be the thing of going to Japan. Ga aru. Have you had the thing of going to Japan before? And then ka makes it a question, right? So I can do this for another sentence. If I want to say, let's see here. If I want to say, have you ever slept outside of a train station? Eki no soto de netta koto ga arimasu ka? Have you ever slept outside of a train station? Eki is a train station. No soto. Soto is the outside location of something. Neru becomes netta. Netta koto ga arimasu ka? So you're slept outside of a train station, and you can ask this of pretty much anyone. And you can also state when you have done it. Or another example of this is there have been times when. Now this is a slight nuance. However, it's very similar in the Japanese vernacular. For example, I am one of those people who shower in the evening. My wife is one of those people who shower in the morning. But there are times where I also shower in the morning. So I could say, I'm the person doing the verb here, right? So I'm going to be marked with wa. So then I would add that to taking a shower. Shawa wo abita koto ga arimasu. There are times when asa ni, right? Shawa wo abita koto ga arimasu. So there are times when I have taken a shower. I take showers in the morning. There are times when. This is not all the time, but there are a time when. Now, something to keep in mind when using koto ga aru is you're usually going to have the thing before koto be put in past tense. We've already talked about that. However, another thing to mention is if it is when you're using ga aru, it's to have. For example, if I say boku wa, so myself, a journal. Nikki ga aru. I have a journal. Nikki ga arimasu is our basic thing here. So we're literally having a conceptual thing. Okay? We're literally having a conceptual thing. If I want to put the fact that it has happened before, like it has, you know, a more passive sentence, such as there have been times when it rains or it snows, I would often put things like tamani or yoku or tokidoki before them with the expression to make it more natural. Yoku is often or very much. Tokidoki is sometimes, and tamani is occasionally. So it's something like tamani, or let's actually use tamani in the middle of the sentence just for all intents and purposes. Actually, let's use it at the beginning. Just keep it simple. Tamani koko de here. 雨が降ることがあります。Sometimes it will rain around here. And I'm saying not always, but there have been times when. Or, have you ever eaten sushi? お寿司を食べたことがあります?ありますか? All right. I hope that was useful for you, and I hope you start using it in your own sentences. If you do or do not, that is up to you. It is action that is going to take you to the next step. Until next time, remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to learn Japanese, so let's make some mistakes. Until next time, じゃあね。